Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
Well, here we are. Our president is leading the charge for new revitalized health care because the Obamacare has crashed. It's on life support. Its insurance agencies are backing out of it. You heard on our earlier program that CEOs and leaders of industry are having to no longer be able to insure their employees because of the Obamacare and what it's done to the nation. But they're bringing in, as we speak right now, Senate is running a bill through to be able to have a new health care for America where everybody does well, including the businesses. As a matter of fact, here is the president now.
My fellow Americans, millions of families across our nation are suffering under the disaster known as Obamacare. Traveling throughout our country over the last 2 years, I have met so many of these wonderful Americans, and I have never forgotten their stories. In Wisconsin, I recently met a proud veteran and his wife, Michael and Tammy Cushman. When they were forced onto Obamacare and the exchange in 2015, they thought they would be able to keep their doctor, but they couldn't. They thought they would be able to keep their plan, but they weren't allowed. They were told their premiums would go down, but instead they soared by 120% upward. It was one Obamacare lie after another. Today, the Cushmans spend $1,400 a month on health insurance, nearly one-fourth of their entire net monthly income. On the same visit, I met another family, Robert and Sarah Stahl. Robert is a volunteer captain for his local fire department. After their Obamacare premiums nearly doubled, they needed extra money, and Sarah had no choice but to leave retirement to pay their bills. But this new income meant they were no longer eligible for the tax credit they had once received, and the federal government actually forced them to repay thousands and thousands of dollars. These families and so many others are victims of a catastrophic law that is wreaking havoc on our health care system and our families. Democrats in Congress created this calamity, and now, if we don't act, millions more Americans will be hurt by Obamacare's deepening death spiral. Americans were promised lower premiums, more choices, and better access. Instead, premiums have doubled nationwide, and insurers are still fleeing the market that Obamacare has nearly destroyed. Americans in nearly one-third of all counties have only one insurer to choose from on the exchanges, and many markets may soon have no insurers at all. It really is a disaster. The American people are calling out for relief, and my administration is determined to provide it. And we are working with Congress to get a bill to my desk so we can rescue Americans from this catastrophe. As families across the nation continue to suffer under this law, I only hope that Democrats in Congress will have the political courage to help fix what we know to be a catastrophic situation, a total disaster that they have created, to be part of the solution instead of obstructing, always obstructing change, blocking reform, and doubling down on Obamacare's failure. But no matter what, my administration will never stop fighting for you and for the health care system that you deserve. We'll get it done. Even if we don't have any help from the Democrats, we'll get it done. Thank you, God bless you, and God bless America.
This is so important. Our health care, I mean, you think about it, you can have everything going for you, but if your health is hit, if you get sick, if something happens, you get in an accident, I mean, this is so important to have a good health care system. And from some of the reports that we're hearing about the Senate bill, that it is really a very good bill, it actually is going to work, and that the second phase of this is going to be where we have cross-state competition, where right now you cannot purchase insurance outside of your state. And so if you have a company that's in 50 different states, you got to have 50 different insurers. But now they're actually talking about the second phase of this to be able to break loose competition. Of course, competition comes in. That's when prices come down. We got to pray for them to put this policy together, because it could be your mother, your family member that's sick. So we need a good health care policy to be able to take care of our people.
You've just been listening to the highlights from VFN TV and the Data Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Listen or watch more programs and check out the VFN Torch at VFNTV.com. Don't forget about our VFN TV app, where no matter where you are, you can take the light with you and share with your friends. We want to thank our sponsors and partners who make this program possible. Take the time and support our sponsors. You can locate them at VFNTV.com and select sponsors. If you'd like to become a sponsor or a partner, you can do so at VFNTV.com. VFN TV and the Daily Radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light.